Yes. All right. And now we actually are recording.
Okay, we're recording here.
We are in the womb.
We're in the womb.
Yeah, Fetus Berry's house. Fetus Berry Crunch's house.
Garage.
Yeah, the garage.
The garage.
The carriage. The carriage house.
The garage.
As they say.
There is some.
No, I made a mistake. It's not the garage. No, it's the garage.
Garage.
Yeah, that's what they say in the UK. Is it's a garage. UK. Yeah, or it's a carriage house.
Everybody's gay in the UK, man.
Huh. Well, that's interesting.
Think about it. Everybody's
that's very
gay.
Interesting.
Everybody is gay in the UK.
I don't know.
All the guys in England seem gay.
Maybe the guys, I don't know.
Oh, then the women are fucking.
No, I think they're. I think they're actually probably. Well, no,
the
I think.
Guys
I think Matt Berry's
gay. Who's straight?
Matt Berry.
Who's
love
Matt
that
Berry?
Guy. Oh well, he's a musician, in addition to being a comedy actor.
In addition to being a cocksucker.
No. I've never seen him blow anybody. I'll say that. I can't say it hasn't happened, but I will say that I haven't seen it.
They are all gay in the UK. I mean, a cup of tea.
Well, it's
gay.
Well, yeah,
I'm
that's
gay.
True. At noon.
Come on, man.
No, you mean 12 bong.
12 bong. What's 12
yeah,
bong?
Yeah, 12 bong. Well, that's how you tell the time. Is when
bong
big,
or bomb?
Yeah, bong.
Bong?
With a G.
12 bong.
Yeah, 12 bong.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
There? Like Big Ben, it's the 12 bong.
It's big bong. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like bong, like smoking out of a bong?
You could say that. I mean, it's illegal over there, though. Yeah, no, it's illegal over there. You can't be smoking on the dro over in the UK. I mean, people do it anyway.
What's the dro?
Hydroponic. We're talking about cannabis. Yeah.
You have words that have to do with marijuana smoking that I don't relate to.
I've got, dude, oh, I got so much slang. You wouldn't believe.
Slang me. Slang me, baby.
There's,
Slang me hard. Slang
I mean,
me all
physically.
Night. Slang me all.
Physically,
slang
I probably
the
could.
Fuck out of me, dude.
Yeah.
Slang me hard right now.
What?
Slang
oh,
me.
That was a cool move. So, I mean, well, yeah, so.
They don't know what we're watching, though.
No, we're watching wrestling.
We're watching we're watching a woman's ass.
Wow, she kind of pulled her into, like, it was almost like a heel hook, but then she grabbed the arm. That's strange. She got her in a triangle? Dang, that's weird. That's an unusual submission maneuver. I haven't seen that one before.
Does this ever
really
break out
cool.
to any, pussy-looking kind of stuff?
Not this stuff.
No?
No.
Not really?
No. I can point you in the direction of very specific
like
tapes.
Like wrestling that leads to pussy-licking?
I can definitely, yeah. Uh-huh. naked women wrestling on a mat, and then eventually it devolves into sex, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
That's what I want.
Yeah, no, there's quite a lot of that, actually. Yes, quite a lot of that. Surprisingly not from the Japanese
angry
market.
Angry women licking pussy.
Yeah,
I
actually,
like to say angry woman licking pussy. That's like my
you could probably just Google that. I think probably. I think you could probably Google that and get a ton of results.
Well, fuck up my phone.
Probably. Not necessarily.
I'm scared of looking at certain porn things on my phone, man.
You just gotta go to the right sites.
I'm scared of looking at porn things. What are the? You know, you have a fucking list.
Oh, porn sites?
Yes. Porn sites that don't fuck up my phone?
Yeah. It's the year 2022.
I use YouPorn.
Okay.
And what's
YouPorn.
The other one?
You probably do Pornhub.
Pornhub.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. YouPorn, Pornhub. Because I know they're not going to jack up my phone.
Yeah, those ones are
of,
fine for your phone.
Bunch
yeah.
of like uh-huh. downloady kind of fucking viruses.
Yeah, it gets
and
weird.
Whatever.
Yeah.
What do you call those things? Like things that
well,
go
viruses.
On your phone?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, there's still viruses for phones, the same as they are for computers. Yeah.
There are viruses. It's like a
yeah.
fucking...
I mean, there's, you know...
Certain porn sites are like the COVIDs of phones, right?
Yeah,
you don't
want to
get in
happen.
The. You don't want to get in the COVID of phone thing, man.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I had a...
I feel like we're not being funny. Be funny.
No, I think we're plenty funny.
Are we funny?
yeah, I think we're plenty funny.
So I had the idea for a podcast
yeah.
is I was thinking the name is like Don't Take Us Seriously.
Right.
With K-Man
mm-hmm.
and Patrick.
Mm.
You know, so like...
Far From Serious?
I don't know what the fuck. Far From Serious? Far From Serious. Right? Mm.
Anyway. Well, I don't know. I mean, it's not like we're doing it right now. We got time. You know,
is this rolling?
Huh? Yeah,
we're uh-huh. actually recording a podcast.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Like, I mean, I'll double check, but yeah. Uh huh. Oops, I fast forwarded. That's what happened.
What do you mean you fast forwarded? Fast forwarded huh? means like you rolled through something that.
No, I fast forwarded the video that we're watching.
Oh, the video. Okay, what's up with yeah. this witchy
huh?
bitch?
Oh, that's Julia Hart. She used to be like a cheerleader, but then she got inducted into the House of Black.
The House
she's
of
cool.
Black.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The House of Black. House of Black.
House of Black is a wrestling faction headed up by Malakai Black.
Malakai Black. Why Malakai is every Black, fucking why cool, is man. Every fucking satanic guy in the world named Malakai?
There's probably some kind of biblical
it's
connection.
It's always a Malakai. Yeah. Right.
Well, and, I mean,
or maybe
not,
like an Enoch. I want to say Enoch is in there. Yeah, Enoch. Enoch is one of those satanic motherfuckers.
Yeah, well, I know about the. I mean, I've heard of the Book of Enoch. Yeah.
What's the Book of Enoch?
I couldn't even tell you off the top. I know that there's like the Keys of.
What
Solomon.
About the What about the Cock of Enoch? Have you seen the Cock of Enoch?
No, well, no. I mean, he was like a biblical. Enoch is. Yeah, you plug it in. These days, yeah.
Let's look it up. I think if I looked up Ecock, it'll fuck up my phone.
It's that might.
Ecock might fuck my phone up.
I'm pretty
man.
Sure they sell those.
They sell Ecocks?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. You plug them in, it's a
Like, right. like electronic.
Like email. Yeah. Like a wiener. Yeah.
Like a thing like you can like put in your pussy. Not that I have one.
You can put it anywhere.
I really. Wish I had a pussy.
I understand.
Make life a lot easier.
I understand
vaginas. You don't want to have to go looking for pussy if I had a pussy. If I had a pussy, I wouldn't have to go looking for pussy. You know?
My understanding is that vaginas are actually a big hassle. Vaginas, that's my understanding.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You have to
it's like having one. It's
you
like the maintenance and everything
Yeah,
else.
You have to have vagina maintenance.
Yeah, vaginal maintenance. Yeah. Uh-huh.
What is?
Yeah.
What things?
There's quite a bit. Like what kind of, wow! Look at that submission hold. That's cool.
There's some vagina maintenance for you.
I suppose so. Yeah. Okay.
Or reaching toward it.
You can call it
she
that.
Was reaching toward it.
It's like it's a whole thing, man. You gotta like check your chemistry and like a bunch of other stuff. You know. It's,
how do you check the chemistry?
I mean, mostly you don't, but then the chemistry can get upset and you end up with stuff like UTIs and yeast infections, that kind of thing.
Yeast infection.
Yeah. So there are bacteria that I'll get gynecological, I guess. There are bacteria that live in the vagina.
You know a lot about gynecology?
Yes, and I do. And
well, the caveman knows
that's
a lot
not even
about
a joke. Yeah,
the
game. I actually do.
I'm actually not particularly surprised.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That yep, I'm going to light your cigarette and then I'm going to rub your dick. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
Well, I'm actually not surprised that the K-Man knows a lot about gynecology. I don't know why I'm not surprised, but I'm not particularly.
You don't know by now. There's a normal balance of
I should know
bacteria.
That, because every time I see you, you're always saying, gynecologically speaking.
Yeah. There you go.
Gynecologically speaking.
It's almost my catchphrase. So there's a normal like balance of bacteria that live in a vagina, and sometimes you can end up with that balance being upset, and then the yeast that normally lives in there ends up multiplying. It grows.
There's a balance of what that lives in a vagina?
Bacteria.
Balance of bacteria that lives in a vagina.
Yes.
Okay.
And they end up out of balance. And then the next thing you know, the normal yeast that lives in a vagina ends up sort of out of balance. And that's when you end up with a yeast infection. And men can end up with yeast infections too. Albeit generally from a woman. But yeah.
Uh-huh. Like what? In your fucking cock, shaft, penis, hole?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Canal penis thing. The
urethral meatus. Yeah.
The what? The what atus?
It's a new drink. You'll love it.
I'll drink just about anything. It's always said alcohol. Give me a fucking gynecological penis vagina juice with a little bit of alcohol in it. Yeah. I'm down. Man.
General
I'm down.
Juice. Yeah.
Anything with alcohol, I'll drink.
But So you can end up with yeast infection as a man. Yeah, the urethral meatus is the tip of the dick, basically. It's where your urine comes out. You end up with red, irritated, scaly skin. It's itchy, it burns.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. Well, so...
I think
it's
I have
funny.
That.
You might actually have one now. It's funny.
You
want to
take a look? Let me show you this.
I'm a doctor.
I'm whipping my dick out right now.
Yeah.
Let me show you this.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
not looking good.
Yeah, prognosis is not good.
Prognosis negative.
Mm-hmm.
There was a positive.
So I actually didn't know.
Because positive is negative, right? His prognosis depends, is positive is negative. Negative is positive.
No, because you can have a negative prognosis that actually is good. If you're talking about a test result.
If the test result
comes back positive, you're in trouble.
Urine. You said urine.
I did. I said you rhyme. Yeah. But
urine trouble. So I got actually, some urine trouble going on.
I didn't know that men could get yeast infections until a friend of mine was
they
like,
meant
hey,
to get yeast infections?
Yeah, men can. Yeah.
And oh, I thought you said they meant to get yeast infections.
No, men can.
Yeah, I thought you said they meant to. Yeah. I was like, who meant to get yeast infections?
I mean, probably some people do mean to.
Like, there's a lot of crazy people out there. Some people might mean to get yeast infections.
Do you know anything about bug catchers?
Bug catchers?
Mm-hmm.
How is it? Is this subject totally changing, or is this related in some way?
Yeah, no, kind of.
Bug catchers.
So, a bug catcher is somebody who wants to go out and catch STDs. If they hear that somebody's got like herpes or chlamydia or whatever, they want to hook up with them to try to contract that disease. Bug catchers. They're also sometimes called bug collectors. So, like, if they hear about somebody who's got HIV, ooh, they want to get paused.
They're fucking psyched.
Yeah, they're fucking psyched. They want to get paused.
I heard you had HIV, motherfucker.
Right. Yeah. Let me get some. Yeah, Break me off a piece of this HIV. Yeah. They're looking to get paused, is what you'd call that. So, you know, it's just pretty much any kind of, ooh, you got crabs? Yeah,
where
give me some.
Do you learn about these things that are sick and demented?
So I've
because
spent
you're a, sick and demented.
I am.
You're sick
spent,
and demented. You're online like researching, basically like who wants to get fucking diseases.
No, that one. Okay, so I spent a lot of time on the internet. That's true, but I learned about bug catchers and bug collectors when I was working at the porn store, because I had a coworker who was a bug collector. That was their fetish. Well, it was one of their fetishes. Yeah, he wanted to catch whatever he could. So he heard about one of our like patrons at the Glory Holes who had HIV, and he's like, oh, it's so fucking hot. And I was like, what are you even talking about? And he's like, yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Glory Holes?
Uh-huh.
You had a Glory Hole at your store?
No, plural.
Huh?
Many.
You had many Glory Holes?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The Glory Holes are like basically like someone shoves their dick in a hole, and then someone does something with the dicks?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And doesn't know who's shoving their dick in there?
Right. Part of the appeal is...
Where was this?
Yeah. Oh, it's on like 31st and Sandy.
And it's still going on?
Well, I don't know with the COVID rules these days. I don't know.
You can suck a dick as long as you're fucking like wearing a mask.
Right, yeah. Well, no,
how can you suck a dick with a mask on? That's a little complicated.
Well, you kind of can't, but it's just the same as you can't really eat or drink with a mask on, but they do. No, so I thought it was actually kind of interesting that they did that. All the adult stores closed down their arcades when COVID kicked off.
What is an arcade?
An arcade is a series of booths. I'll start you out with the base first, and then we'll move on to the other stuff. So in an arcade, you walk into, it's basically a little closet. It's got a TV typically behind a wall so you can't mess with it. But you put money into a slot, and then you can choose from a selection of porn movies that are running all the time.
So you're walking into a little room.
Yeah,
you got a fucking TV,
right?
And you're picking
usually
porn.
Like a chair and some paper towels. Trash can.
Of course,
maybe. And a trash can too.
Of course, maybe.
Well, because they would prefer you clean up after yourself. A lot of people don't. But
cleans it up?
Somebody else.
You?
No, somebody else.
I want your gig.
That ain't my steed. I actually had applied for porn stores, and I was like, yeah, so who cleans the arcade? And he's like, you. And I was like, for fucking minimum wage? No. Like, no, that ain't happening.
You'd be able to give me like fucking 25 an hour to be fucking cleaning.
More than that, 25
fucking...
an hour is what bus drivers make. I'm talking, man, if we're not talking triple digits, I'm not... Because we're talking about, I mean, there's risk, man. Yeah. I could get, like, horribly sick and not even have fun doing it.
You'd be horribly sick just walking into that fucking place, really.
Well, yeah. Well, these days, yeah. Well, thankfully, the majority of STDs aren't airborne. It was pretty rough. So, yeah, it's like you sit in, like, a little closet and you got a TV in front of you and you can, you know, jack off. Some of these booths...
Why would you go there?
Huh? Oh, who knows?
My thinking is this.
That was never my jam.
You got computers, you got phones. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. You can get jack off material at home. And like phones are like phones are like fucking smartphones are like fucking cheap as shit these days.
Well, it used to make more sense back when people didn't have the internet, back when people didn't have phones.
But these places are still open.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So and DVD rentals are actually still a big deal.
Like horny homeless people? Who goes there?
Well, now homeless people, if they're not spending money, they get kicked out. Yeah. Well, anybody in the arcade, if they're not spending money. If they're behind a closed door and the light above the door is not
what
on.
What is the deal, like, because you're, like, you go to an arcade and it's somehow more, like, the stimulation is higher because you're in an arcade and semi-sort of public space? Maybe. Or,
I don't know, man. I never really got it myself. I never, like, I mean, the thought had crossed my mind, well, yeah, I could just use a booth. And I'm like, no. Like, why would I do that? Like, now I could just go home and beat off. Like, what the hell's the point? Plus, I got to pay for it. You know, you got to put at least $1 in for like 5 minutes. So, why would I use my cash?
I could get it done in 5 minutes, but I mean.
Well, sure, but at that point, you know,
I know myself very well.
Yeah, you can work it out. No, but,
I've had a lot of fun. You're right. I've had a lot of fun.
I mean, the bottom line is, you know, you're in basically a closet. In a porn store, so I don't know. But then they have adjoining stalls, most of them. Well, stalls. They're actually rooms. They don't have any, like, open space above or below, like a bathroom stall. But some of them have glory holes, yeah. For the adjoining booths, the adjoining wall, I should say. You know, parallel booths with the adjoining wall. Yeah, then, yeah, you get a hole in it.
So basically, like, you're in a booth.
Uh-huh.
And you can, like, open up, like, a little, open up a window thing?
No, that hole is just there. Yeah.
There's just a hole there.
Yeah, that hole is just there. Yeah.
And so you can basically stick your dick in the hole.
Uh-huh.
And hope someone in the booth next door starts playing with your dick.
Does something nice to it, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Or they can do anything with it, really.
Yeah.
I mean, they could cut it off.
You can't see.
They can literally cut it.
They might have brought in, you know, hedge trimmers or
who knows what the fuck's going on.
Exactly.
You're going to put your dick in a hole?
Yeah, well,
I will put my dick in a hole, but not that hole.
If I know who's on the other side, we can talk about it. That's it. I mean, you go to these places and you don't know. It's the anonymity.
That's one of the attractions of the place. Is you can put your dick in the hole and see who's in the booth next to you do with their dick.
Yeah, hopefully they'll do something nice, yeah. Who knows? Who knows what they'll do? Yeah, uh-huh. So, yeah,
That's risky.
It's pretty damn risky.
Fucking risky, man.
Yeah, it's not anything that I would ever do. I could talk about it if I knew it was going to be on the other side. Like, if there was a chick who was really interested... Well, okay, you know, we can talk about that, sure. But, I mean, you know, just going there and hoping that it's somebody...
But if it was a chick that's really interested in the booth next door, you could just go somewhere else and do whatever you want.
No, I mean, like, you're talking about it with her outside the porn place, wherever it is you guys are. She's like, I want to go and do this. Okay, I mean, I know of... Yeah, fine, we can go. And then you go, and then she goes into one booth, and you go into the other, you do your thing, and then, you know, you both come out of your booths and you leave. Sure, I could see that. I mean, I don't know. We had one customer who brought in his wife all the time. I don't know what they got up to in the arcade. I have no idea.
Wait, the wife went into, like, one booth?
I have no idea. Like I say, I don't know what they got up to. Because they would come in, and they'd say hey and whatever, and they'd pick up, you know, lubes and condoms, and then they would just disappear into the arcade. All right. You know, you see them later... But then I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's pretty crazy. Like, I mean, it's a very, well, it used to be a very hot gay scene. So, like, you know, there would be dudes who would come in at the beginning of my shift, and then after, like, at the end of my 10-hour shift, they're still lurking the hallways in the arcade. I don't know how they do it.
Were they good looking?
Not particularly.
I'm just trying to figure out if I should go to arcade and put my dick in a glory hole.
Some of them I would say were downright ugly. There was one dude that we called Nosferatu because he looked like Nosferatu. And, boy, he smelled real bad. That dude, like, did not shower. I actually had to kick him out once for stinking. part of working there, right, was that you had to go up and check the arcade. It was, like, every 20 minutes. You go up there, you just walk around the arcade, make sure that people are, you know, paying for their booths and that nobody's doing anything weird, okay. But, I went up there one time, man, there was this smell, and it smelled
terrible. It smelled like rotten human. And I'm like, oh, God. So I noticed it's real thick when I go walking past this guy. And I actually, like, walked past him and then stopped and I turned around. And I was like, yo. I was like, hey, man, that smell is you. You need to leave. Like, you need to leave. You gotta go, like, take a shower or some shit. Come back tomorrow, man.
Yeah,
like,
what? Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Okay, what inspired you to get this job? How did you get this job? How did you end up there?
I mean, I've always known, like, quite a bit about, like, sexual health in general, right?
And so it's sexual health.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so the reason you decided to work
the arcades were not why I wanted to get in there. The reason I want to get in there is...
Like, you know this guy stuck his dick in a lot of those door holes.
Absolutely not.
Don't lie to me, man.
I value my meat. I'm not going to do that. So, no, it's like, sexual health. So, you know, like, go and work there and just, you know, help people find whatever it is they want. I've always been good at sales. Porn stores are open 24 hours a day, so I can get the graveyard shift. Working rentals is easy. You know, processing DVDs, putting them back on the shelf, that's easy. And then selling sex toys, yeah, it's easy. You know, I mean, yeah, there's like a security aspect to it, because, yeah, you got to walk around the arcade, you got to be ready for anybody to be doing any kind of crazy shit, because they're back there doing crazy shit.
So people, like, ask you for your advice on sex toys?
Uh-huh.
They're like, well, yeah. What is an example someone might ask you?
Was where I was working the last time. Yeah, the last porn job I had. We had a case with, like, the fancy sex toys inside. And somebody was like, hey, you know,
What makes a sex toy fancy?
So.
What are examples of fancy?
Somebody was like, what is that? And I'm like, oh, that's a fuck machine. That's an actual fuck machine, yeah. Uh-huh. It's what it is it's a little motor that drives a little reciprocating drive.
Yeah.
And then you can attach, like, a dildo to the end of it. Or the vibrator, or really, whatever else you want. But then you can dial in the RPMs, like the frequency of the thrusting. Yeah, it's great, you know.
The frequency of the thrusting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and the depth. That's the other part, too. Mm-hmm.
The what?
The depth. The depth of the stroke.
Depth?
Yeah, you can dial those in. Yeah.
Can you just control the depth by how much closer or farther away you get?
You may not always have the room for that, so you can just sort of, just adjust the stroke of the, well, piston. It would be. but yeah, uh-huh. what else? There were these really cool rechargeable sex toys that were waterproof and made from medical-grade silicone.
Mm-hmm.
Really neat. Oh, man, they were so cool. There was one of them, they came from a whole line, but there was one of them in particular that I thought was really cool because it wasn't a vibrator, it was a pulsator. That's how it was marketed. And inside the device, it actually had this little rod that had a weight on it, and magnets pushed that rod, or they pushed the weight back and forth up the rod. So it would actually push itself. It was almost like you had, you know, like a thrusting vibrator. Yeah, very cool piece of kit, man. And one of the things we like to do was for demonstrations.
That's the cutting edge, man.
It was a cutting edge, yeah. Well, people were like, wow, these are really
cool. Cutting edge.
Yeah, they were like, wow, these are really cool. Like, what's the deal? I'm like, wow, they're pulsators. You want to see? And yeah, sure. So we'd actually, my coworker and I, we'd take like two of them and put them on the counter next to each other and have dildo races. Well, because dildos don't vibrate. Vibrators do. But, we'd have, like, pulsator races. Yeah, that was pretty good, you know. One of the other things that's, like, pretty fancy is this is, like, a little C-shaped silicone device and a couple of different joints in it to fit the pubic bone just right. But it had a vibrator on it for the clitoris, but then it also had another piece that could actually be inserted that would vibrate the G-spot. And what was really cool about that was it was rechargeable. It was medical-grade silicone, and it could be worn during normal penetrative intercourse. So if a dude and a lady, or two ladies, or who cares, but anybody could also penetrate as well while they were wearing this like double vibrator thing, and some of them.
Wait, let's talk about the G spot. Uh-huh. How does it know where the G spot is?
Well, that's why it has the second hinge, so that you can actually dial that in on your G spot. Yeah, on
the other side, you can find your own G spot.
Well, yeah, I mean every lady should know where her G spot is.
So the G spot is like the spot that's like gives you the most fucking stimulation, the shit that makes you go fucking crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't it a clit?
No. No, it's actually not. No.
Educate.
No, so, I mean, yeah, the clitoris has a shit ton of nerve endings. Yeah, absolutely. But no, like the G-spot, it's...
That's why every girl's not satisfied with me.
Well, see, you know, as they say, it's, you know, it's not the size of the boat. So, it's not the size of the boat. All you gotta do is hit the right angle.
Because I don't mind, because my boat's very small.
Well, all you gotta do is hit the right angle.
I don't even know if it can be considered a boat. It's more like a kayak.
Okay, so...
So might not even be a kayak.
All you gotta do is just get your kayak in the you get your raft in the lake at the right angle, and you're good. Okay. That's all it takes.
Regardless of the clitoris, avoid the clitoris altogether.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So clitoris aside,
clitoris is that you say?
Clitoris. Either one's fine.
Yeah.
Either
vaginal, one's fine. Vaginal, vaginal. Tomato, tomato.
No, I always preferred vaginal. I thought that sounded better than vaginal.
Vaginal, yeah. Vaginal, clitoris. Clitoris,
but
yeah. Tomato. Tomato. Yeah, who says
potato,
tomato?
Potato. The British. Yeah.
The fags.
Oh, we don't say that.
They're all gay. That's how we started cigarettes. This whole thing.
That's not
all
what we do.
British guys are gay.
No. So
that, yeah, that ruins my fantasy about going to England.
I
thought they were all fucking yay.
No, son of a bitch. The most desired man.
Because I'm way in the closet, man.
I'm in the closet, man. That's what you want to know about.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying fag and saying all the kind of derogatory things about gay people in general. Mm. Because I'm a fucking homo, dude. I'm actually a fucking fag.
You're gay yourself.
I'm gay as fuck.
Okay.
I'm gay as the day is long.
Well, you did write that song. You were listening to a lot of Ween.
I do listen to a lot of Ween.
But
I suck a lot of Ween too.
Hey, Dan Jean,
give me that glory hole action, man.
Oh yeah,
give me some dicks out of glory holes. I'll be sucking on that line, man.
Whoever shows up first is coming first. Yeah, first come, first serve.
They're all gonna come. Hey. Give me a dick in a glory hole. They're all coming, man. They're all coming.
I'm sad.
They're all coming.
Oh, man.
Have a beer. You want a beer?
I would love a beer.
Mm-hmm.
So,
give me a hand job. I'll give you a beer. How about
that? Yeah.
You threw one of these on the ground, so I'm going to throw one on the ground too. Can you hear this? You threw one on the ground.
I fucked up. I was aiming for that bag.
I got a beer stuck on my foot. Help me. I got a beer stuck on my foot.
It's not normally a problem.
Well, stuck on my foot.
So you listen to Ween, yeah. You listen to King Missile?
King Missile? That sounds very exciting.
Mm-hmm. King Missile, I think probably,
I got a King Missile for you.
Yeah.
Actually, it's like a, more of like a Prince Missile.
There you go. It's like a kick-ass Duke.
It might be a Duke Missile.
So, I think probably...
I got a Duke Missile for you.
I think King Missile's number one best-known song would be Detachable Penis.
Oh, yeah. I've heard Detachable Penis.
So, King Missile did a ton of other songs too, like The Boy Who Ate Lasagna and Jumped Over a Church.
Yeah.
Bone China Boy.
Bone China Boy?
Yeah, he was made of Bone China.
Hey guys, let's see. How you doing? We got some dogs in the house.
Yeah, we got some dogs on the podcast too. Some dogs that we're recording now.
Finally, you're okay with it.
It's my Pepper.
This is a dog named Pepper.
Mm mm.
Pepper's
it's
Mexican.
Eddie. It's Eddie, but I call her Pepper.
Hey, how you doing?
Right. Yeah, it's Eddie, but I call her a lot of different things.
Pepper needs to pee.
Yeah, Pepper probably got to go potty.
Pepper pee. Pepper pee. Pepper
pee. Pepper Pig. Yeah.
Pepper pee.
Oh, well. So, King Missile's got songs like, Martin Scorsese. The little sandwich that was the lone survivor of a horrible bus crash and developed a guilt complex. A crippling guilt complex, I think it was. No, survivor's guilt. That was it. I think that was it. The bunny who wanted to be a rat. Yeah, all of these are really great songs. Well, songs. He doesn't really sing.
This is a pause.
It's more like poetry put to music.
That was a slight pause in the action. Because I was looking at some wrestling girls' asses.
Well, I mean, that will happen.
That was a pause.
But, yeah. I think you'd like King Missile a lot. Yeah. I think that'd be good for you. Yeah, I recently ran back through and listened to a ton of Ween, my own self.
Is that your mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am my own mother, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the little bit of a me not saying as many offensive things in the last couple minutes or whatever, 30 seconds.
He was showing decorum.
I was decorum them. Mm-hmm. I was decorum them.
Yeah, you were decorum.
Is that
them.
A word? Decorum?
No, 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 it's not.
You're a fucking genius, aren't you?
I told Mensa that it sounded like too much work.
He said
he's
a fucking genius. He said he's a genius. Is he a genius? He sounds like a fucking dumbass to me, kind of.
It's because it's so much easier.
Or is
easier.
It just me?
It's so much easier to go through life when everybody thinks you're a dumb.
The life is better when everybody thinks you're stupid as fuck.
It's so much easier.
Yes, it's so much easier when people think you're dumb as fuck.
You can't be a fucking. You can't be smart. If you put in the work to put that bar real low.
The trick to life is not being smart.
If you put in work to make sure that bar is real low,
the bar lower the bar,
dude, lower the bar as much as you can, because
you
then nobody expects anything of you.
You have to make and people then it's think like you're stupid,
and then you do the one thing
that's actually genius.
I know
it's genius,
then,
yeah,
and then people
it's
see
genius.
You do the one smart it's thing, and they're
fucking,
like, "Oh my god, is he
genius.
Actually smart?" And then you continue just doing.
It's actually
doing
it's a genius to make people think you're stupid,
right? And then you continue.
You are a fucking Mensa.
Yeah.
Or Menses.
Well, no, not that.
What's the difference between Mensa and Menses?
I definitely come more than once a month. No, the Mensa, is like
an organization.
I come
more than once a minute.
Mensa is like an organization.
Excuse me.
That's not a Gundam shirt. No, that's a Kenny Omega shirt, right. Mensa is an organization for people above a certain IQ. Menses is, periods.
Menses is a period?
Yeah, it's the sloughing.
Like at the end of a sentence?
No, it's like the sloughing of the urine.
It's like an exclamation
the uterine
point?
Lining. No, it's not punctuation.
It's a question
not
mark?
Not punctuation, no.
It's a question mark.
Actually, I think probably one of my favorite bits of punctuation would be the interrobang. That one's
interrobang?
Fun. Interrobang.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It's a question mark and
dude, this guy's too smart for me.
Point.
I'm leaving. Fuck this guy.
Time.
He's too smart.
It's pretty
he's
good.
Too smart. He's too smart for me.
Pretty good.
I'm leaving. Is this still recording?
Yes.
Are we still recording this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
are we being
are.
Funny?
I think so.
I think we're being funny.
I don't know. We entertain ourselves pretty well.
Are those people that are listening to this, which are zero, think we're funny?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This will be funnier. Funnier. Is funnier a word?
Funnier is.
Is funnier an actual word? Is funnier a word? I think it's actually more funny. I don't think
funnier
is
funnier
like,
actually is a word.
Funny is a word? Is it in the dictionary?
Yeah.
Okay. If you say so, fucking smart ass motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Better be a smart ass than a dumb ass.
Yeah, that's smart.
I'd rather be a smart fellow than a fart smeller.
That's not funny. That's not funny.
No, it's not funny.
We're losing here. Be funny. Be funny, motherfucker. Be funny. Say something funny.
Yeah, more pressure definitely helps.
We're under a lot of pressure here. This is our second podcast, and the first one was incredibly funny.
I thought it was pretty good.
This one is pretty good in my ass.
Yeah.
Pretty good in my fucking dick in a glory hole.
Hey.
It was my dick in a glory hole funny.
There you go.
But my dick in a glory doesn't really even stick through because I can't even fucking, like, my dick's too short to even get there.
I guess I gotta meet you more than halfway.
Too short to even get there.
Hey, gotta meet you more than halfway. All
right. Oh boy. Should we, like, pull our pants down and compare our penis sizes? Mm-hmm. I don't want to because I'll start crying.
Yeah,
I would literally
you,
start crying.
If you got
literally
people,
start crying. People use literally the wrong way these days.
Yeah, they do.
I think they changed the literal definition of the word literally.
Yeah,
like literally, I'm literally on fire. I'm literally, it's so hot today, or so cold today, I'm literally freezing. You're not literally freezing.
No, you're not literally freezing,
But now they've changed.
I haven't eaten in 4 hours, I'm literally starving,
I'm literally about to fuck you right now.
Good luck.
You're looking pretty sexy.
Thank you.
I heard you're a genius.
Someone
told me you're a genius. I don't think I've ever fucked a genius before.
Somebody told me.
My lifelong dream is to fuck a genius. Come on, let's do it.
Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen. Pull down the pants, man. Pull down the pants. Down the pants.
So it's cold out today.
It's cold out.
But if
what does that have to do with it?
If you've got those Tanuki balls, you're pretty set, though.
Tanuki balls?
Yeah.
Did you explain this to me already?
No,
I already forgot. What's
maybe
Tanuki?
Not.
What's Tanuki balls?
So Tanuki are the Japanese raccoon dogs. They're called
Tanuki or Japanese raccoon dogs.
Yeah,
you
don't
know.
Look
okay,
like raccoons and dogs.
I am half Japanese.
Yes,
my mother is Japanese.
Yes,
I've been in Japan many times.
I haven't ever been. I want to go. Yeah,
my girl's Japanese.
Yes.
Hana's my girl. I hope she never hears any of this shit.
She probably won't.
Because if she does, she will fucking.
You might be. In trouble.
I'll be in big trouble.
You might be in trouble.
Very, 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 very.
Yeah,
big trouble.
You might be.
Okay,
trouble.
But anyway.
So yeah, the Tanuki, right? So the Tanuki
anyway,
are.
I'm not drinking right now.
No, I'm the
one not
drinking beer.
Smoking cigarettes.
No,
I'm not hanging on a garage.
Well, that you are. That one's fine.
I'm hanging on the garage. I am hanging out in the garage,
but not drinking cigarettes.
Everything else I'm saying is incorrect
and
fabrication
and
totally fake.
It's purely fictional.
It's purely fictional, except for the fact I'm in a garage.
It's for entertainment purposes.
It's for entertainment purposes.
Right.
Exactly. Don't try this at home.
Right. Do not.
Do not try this at home. Do not try this.
Do not.
Do not. Do not try this.
So yeah, Tanuki are they're an actual animal, and yeah, they do look like raccoons and dogs. It's kind of a strange critter. They're an actual animal, but
in Japan?
Yeah.
They're only in Japan.
That's my understanding, yes.
Okay.
I don't know of Tanuki anywhere else in the world. So
I think you're fucking up.
According
to
Japanese folklore, the Tanuki actually can shapeshift.
Okay.
So they can become
they can turn into like a
whatever.
Penis.
If they wanted to. Yeah.
Or a vagina.
If they wanted to, sure.
Or a fucking they can turn into anything.
Anything. So, as far as I'm aware, there may be limitations. Anyway, so Tanuki balls.
There may be limitations.
There may be.
You don't sound like a genius to me.
I don't know everything.
Sound like a fucking dumbass.
So the Tanuki, right? They make statues in Japan. They make Tanuki
the
statues. Well, they do that for like fertility festivals, yeah. But
you gotta make statues of penises. That's everybody does.
You carry a giant penis through the town.
Dude,
great.
I've dreamt many, 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 many times in my life about carrying
like
a giant penis.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't be the only one.
That's my lifelong dream.
Yeah, you wouldn't be the only one. You would. It's like
this
you
my
and
lifelong
like,
dream.
It's like you and like seven other dudes.
Did I mention I'm gay?
Yes, it has come up. Yeah. So they make you know, it's like the Maneki Neko, right? They make like statues that are supposed to go, you know, outside of bars or whatever, but they're Tanuki. And they don't shy away from the Tanuki genitalia.
I don't know why, but every time you say Tanuki, my dick gets harder.
Well, let's keep it going.
I don't know why.
Yeah, let's keep it going.
Keep saying that. Keep saying that. Say Tanuki over and over and over.
Yeah,
let's
we'll
keep saying Tanuki, because it's making me horny. It's making me horny.
These statues, right, are supposed to bring good luck. The bigger the balls the Tanuki have, the more luck the statue is supposed to bring.
Mm-hmm.
So Japanese people, some of the men, have kind of small dicks, but if they have great big balls... That's another sign of, you know, virility. So it's, you know, I mean, like a big dick is like, it's a big deal in Japan, but big balls.
Yeah, Japanese
like
men do have
luck.
Small dicks, but I kind of call them fun size.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
I kind of call it fun size, man.
Well, yeah, because it's, like, well, it's like a snack.
Yeah,
so you
it's
know,
like
you have
snack.
One now,
well,
like, you have one later.
I have one later.
Tanuki, yeah. Tanuki balls. That's
it's
where that comes
size.
From. Tanuki balls.
Tanuki
yes.
balls.
Yes.
All right. Tanuki balls.
Great big testicles is like a big sign of good luck. So yeah, there's that.
That's unfortunate for me. I'm not gonna
make
it. Because
you haven't got big balls.
I have a small penis and don't have small ball. You know, small balls. I have a small area. It's fucking.
Well, that's too bad.
But luckily, Japanese girls have small pussies.
Well, I guess it evens out. Well, I suppose it evens out.
Yeah, it evens out. It's an even out kind of thing.
There are tricks you can try that I learned working at the porn store, by the way.
Yeah, small pussies are good for me, man. Mm-hmm. I like little girls. Well, don't get me wrong.
It's the song. It's the song. The Oingo Boingo song.
I like little girls.
It's the Oingo
like
Boingo song.
Girls.
Right.
I like little girls.
I like that song, too. I like that Oingo Boingo song. Yes. Yes, I do.
I'll give you some Oingo Boingo right now.
I fucking love Oingo Boingo. Goddamn.
I'll give you some Oingo Boingo.
Bingo Bango Oingo Boingo.
No, Ongo, you're Bongo.
Yeah. But, yeah, you know, it's, shit, I don't know. There's a lot of, like, I like to learn about yokai.
Right? Yokai?
Yeah, yokai. They're like Japanese spirits of different kinds. My favorite is probably the kappa. I think the kappa are really cool.
The kappa?
Yeah, the kappa.
Well, talk to me.
Yeah.
What's the kappa?
So kappa are fairly short. They're like 3, maybe 4 feet tall. They got claws on their hands and their feet, webbed toes, webbed fingers.
And they love sucking cock?
No.
No, they don't love
no. sucking cock. No, it's not cock. It's
kappa. Oh, God. I
thought
you
said cock. No. So
what do you
so,
say? Cock what?
Kappa.
Kappa.
Yeah.
Well,
so
like
they, have,
kappa,
they
like...
have shells on their backs. Usually they're green in color. They live in water. They can be pretty nasty. They'll swim up underneath swimmers and grab their legs and drag them down and drown them. But kappa also can come out of the water. And they have this little like plate on their head that has water in it. And if that gets knocked off, then they dry up like a raisin. But my understanding is if you can drain
it's
the water...
It's kind of like macaque. It's like a raisin.
Right. There you go. So my understanding is that if you can take the water out of their like head dish, then they have to like grant you a wish, basically, I think.
A wish of whatever you want?
Right. And then to pay them back, you know, to fulfill the wish, you actually have to refill their water dish. But kappa really like cucumbers. If you bring cucumbers to kappa, they won't drown you. They'll think you're pretty cool. They might do you a favor. I think probably one of the interesting things about kappa is they'll take your...
Cock?
Is it a... kendama? Anyway, the Japanese believe that there's like this marble-shaped, it's a sphere, but it's like a marble-sized gland inside your ass that has your soul in it, and kappa can steal
there's a
those.
Marble-sized what in your ass?
Gland.
In your ass.
Yeah.
There's a marble-sized gland in your ass.
Yes, that has your soul in it. Uh-huh.
There's a marble-sized gland in my ass that has my soul in it?
According to Japanese folklore, yes. So, they'll...
The fuck else they come up with? Did they come up
well,
with
Well, quite a bit, actually. The Japanese have come up with quite a bit. But the kappa will take your... And it, see, I want to say it's a kendama, but that's probably wrong.
I kind of got to pee.
Okay. Well, yeah, I got a whole backyard
you have a backyard, but we're rolling on this fucking thing.
Well, I can pause this.
Can you pause?
Yeah,
no,
I
don't think... No, don't pause it. Pause it. It's not allowable.
Why?
We have to roll all the way through. No, there's no pause.
Okay, you're going to leave
how
me
here.
How many
minutes are we at now?
Well, we got about 20 minutes.
You got 20 minutes to what?
Till the end of this recording length.
What was the original recording length?
Oh, I can only record up to an hour at a time. If we're
going to go over an hour,
I got to start a new session.
Yeah, an hour is good. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to have to ask you to be funny and talk in this while I pee.
Oh, boy.
You have to, dude. You can't have dead space, dude. Just
well,
start,
I'm not trying to get dead air.
You guys start babbling some shit, dude. Fucking make it funny, dude. Okay, I'm going to pee in the backyard.
Yeah.
And K-Man is going to be funny. If he's not funny when I come back, it's not my fault. Because I'm being funny. I believe I'm being funny. The K-Man is not being funny.
I don't
and
know about
all
that.
This is about being
that's,
funny.
That's harsh.
And you missed again.
Twice.
Okay.
Twice I missed.
Right. Go. Be funny.
Yeah. There's, yeah. No,
if you're not funny,
no pressure.
Suck, dude.
I remember a long time ago hanging out with a friend, and I was making him laugh, and it's something I like to do. But his mom came out and she's like, you know, I hear you guys laughing from the other room. Like, what the hell's so funny? And my friend says, well, you know, he is. And I'm like, well, thank you. And she says, oh, yeah, you're funny, huh? And says, well, you know, I mean, I don't know. I guess, yeah, like, you know, I like to make people laugh, I suppose. She's like, all right, then make me laugh. That's one of those things I don't like, you know. It's too much pressure being put on the spot, right? It's like when somebody's like, tell me a joke. Well, fuck, man. Like, what do you want to hear? So, there was that moment where I'm like stumbling. I'm like trying to find something. And, he says, well, no, I'm sorry. He didn't say anything. He was waiting for me to perform for his mom, you know, like a trained seal. And I went,
hey, was it funny?
I said, penis. And she's like, that's not funny. And I was like, I know.
Yeah, I don't think that was funny.
That might have been funny. It might have been funny.
We don't know. I don't know. I would have to listen back to it to see if it was funny.
Yeah. It's only about an hour in. Yeah. 45 minutes. Yeah. Would you grab me one more?
Wait, we have 40 minutes left?
No. You see how it's counting up?
Oh, it's counting up. Uh-huh. I'm not a Mensa.
That's okay. That's okay. You don't have to be a numbersman.
I'm not a Mensa.
Yeah, you don't have to be a numbersman. I got it.
I am an alcoholic, but I'm not a Mensa. Well, I mean, what's better, being an alcoholic or being a Mensa?
One of them's easier.
It's easier to be an alcoholic?
It's a lot easier to get into that group.
Yeah, I'm in that group.
Yeah, there's no standard for that group. Yeah, really, all you gotta do is drink.
All you gotta do is stand up and say, my name is Patrick and I'm an alcoholic. Someone's calling you?
Yeah.
Can you answer it and still be recorded?
I don't. I shouldn't.
No, don't answer it. Don't answer it. Who's calling you? Your gay boyfriend?
No.
Your straight boyfriend?
He knows that. Yes, there we are.
Okay, we're recording again?
Yeah, we are recording again. I actually had a phone call. That wasn't good.
We paused the podcast for a moment here.
Yeah, because a phone call.
Because K-Man's, was that your wife?
I am my own wife. I married myself.
Who just called you?
A good friend of mine.
He's been ambiguous about this. What's the story there?
I'm being evasive.
Evasive. You're being evasive.
Excuse me? I'm being evasive?
Evasive. What happened
there? So, God, what the hell were we talking about just a minute ago?
He's being super evasive.
What was that?
All right.
Because I don't have a personal life. I don't talk about a personal life because I don't have one. I am my own mother and father, and I married myself.
You have a personal life.
No. Well, I hang out with you sometimes.
That's the extent of what you do is hang out with me?
Pretty much. Other than that,
I don't hang out with
you. I spend a lot of time in what is basically cold storage.
This fucking garage is kind of cold storage.
I know. It's winter. But hey, it's not as cold as it was, though, eh?
Oh, yeah. Talk to me about the holiday season.
Man.
What's your take on the holiday season?
In general, I don't know. I feel like it's you know, at the risk of sounding, you know, cliche,
Are we getting depressing? Are we ruining the podcast by getting depressing?
No, we're not doing that.
Come on, man. I'm going to hit you.
Ah. Don't do it again. Stop.
I have balls.
That's not what we're doing.
Because I have big balls. No, I don't.
Don't do it again. I think it's overly commercialized. I got a friend who works in...
commercial?
Yeah. I have a friend who works in beer and wine distribution, right? And I'm talking with him, and yeah, he's doing his job. He's going out there. He's doing his thing. And he's got to go set up displays in supermarkets and shit, right?
Yeah.
Well, it was like 2 days till Christmas, and they were telling him to take down the Christmas displays and stuff to put up Valentine's Day stuff. And I'm like, why? You know, what the hell is even happening? Like, it's not even Christmas. You're taking down Christmas stuff, and you're putting stuff up that's only really relevant in February.
Like, what is fucking Valentine's Day?
Is also heavily commercialized. Yeah,
Valentine's a day to fucking make people goddamn depressed because they don't have someone to love.
There's that.
Mostly that.
There is certainly that.
It's also a day for we're getting
buying.
Depressed.
No. We're not getting depressive. Is
that a word? Depressive.
Depressive is a word.
but it's
a day for selling cards and candies vibrators and shit.
Working back around.
There is definitely a lot of
a vibrator sales.
That's a big sales.
Vibrator
day.
Sales on Valentine's Day. Sell this shit.
Dude, working in the porn store on
Let's
Valentine's
sell
Day.
Sell some vibrators on
that
Valentine's
was a big
Day.
Money day.
Vibrators. Well,
see, that's
sell
one of those
some vibrators.
Where, like,
sell them
know,
the fuck out
working,
of vibrators.
Working in other
you make
businesses.
Commissions on vibrators?
No. No, I was paid by the hour. I made tips, though, which was pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah. One of the things we actually used to do in the porn store...
Did you ever put, like, a tip of the vibrator up your ass?
No. But one of the things that we did in the porn store that I was really cool with the tip jars, right?
Okay.
Is we would have two tip jars, and it was like, is a hot...
You never put a tip of a vibrator up your ass?
No. But we would...
You're missing out, buddy.
Okay. Well, okay. So we'd put up two tip jars and a sign in the middle that says, is a hot dog a sandwich? And one of them was yes, and one of them was no. And people would vote with their tips.
A hot dog or a sandwich?
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Yeah.
Hot dog's not a sandwich.
Then you would put your money in the no jar.
So what does that mean?
That's what that means. Is it a sandwich?
I'll put my hot dog in a glory hole.
Yeah, right, yeah. Well, you're a little smoky. But, yeah. No, that's one of the things.
It's more of a little smoky.
Yeah, but that's one of the... At least it's not a Vienna sausage, right? It's not flat on both ends.
I like to eat some
They're not, you know, that way it's not flat on both ends.
I do like to lick a Vienna sausage.
I mean, Vienna sausage, it's not for me, but, you know, other people might like them.
I like
it's too much like baby food for me. It's too squishy.
Yeah, I like that.
I like my meat with some texture.
Put it
thank
on
you.
A fucking cracker.
Well, see, there you go.
I'm not talking about white people. I'm talking about
you just walk up and put a...
Yeah, you put a Vienna sausage on a white person.
Put a Vienna sausage
just put a Vienna
on
sausage
Dave.
On a white person. Yeah, on Dave.
Just put it on Dave.
You put a Vienna sausage in Dave's ass.
Yeah, there you go.
Which now I have a million times.
Basically a canapé. Yeah.
A million times I put a Vienna sausage on Dave's ass.
Yeah, now, a million now he's, times. He's basically a canapé.
I cannot count how many times I put a Vienna sausage up Dave's ass.
I mean, that's part of why you joined the band, right?
I cannot count how many times. I cannot count. It's like, what's the...
It's like, it happens
what's like
so many times.
The thing that's like an eight, but looks sideways? Infinity. What is it? It's called infinity. And an infinite amount of times, I put a Vienna sausage up Dave's ass.
It's like, you do it a couple of dozen times.
I like to put my Vienna sausages up Dave's ass. It's my favorite thing to do. My favorite thing to do.
So you do it a couple dozen times, and it's like, you might as well join the band.
Yeah.
What do you play? Exactly. And he's like, bass. And it's like, oh, good.
Yeah. It was Vienna sausages, Vienna sausages. Vienna sausages, bass.
Bass. Yeah. Yep.
Bass in your face.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had more things to put in Dave's face.
Well, I'm sure that we can find them for you. Yeah. I have no doubt.
If we go to your porn store, you used to work out, look at things to put in Dave's face.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to do.
Actually, I think
I want to find things to put in Dave's face.
One of my favorite pieces, right, that I ever sold, one of my favorite ones, It was a revolver. It had a plastic pistol grip. It had a plastic pistol grip.
Like you were playing like fucking like...
Hang on, I'm explaining.
Okay, I'm hanging on.
So it had a...
I'm
so
hanging
a
on to my cock.
So it had a plastic... Yeah, well,
which is very small. So it's hard to hang on to.
Yes. So it had a plastic pistol grip.
All right.
And it looked like a revolver. And the end
you're
of it
You're making me very
was,
horny right now.
Yes. The end
you're
of
turning
it was
me on.
The end of it was actually... It was like a vibrator. It had a little rabbit on it for the clitoris, but it also had a little thrusting thing as well.
I like a little rabbit.
Not as advanced as the one that moved the magnet, but it did have a little bit of a thrust.
It was rechargeable.
Thrust
is good.
The only thing that was kind of a bummer about the revolver sex toy was that it would the angle such
the angle.
Was you couldn't really use it on yourself. You'd have to use it on somebody else.
Okay.
And,
so you couldn't use
that
it.
That was kind of a bummer. I mean, you could use it by yourself. Actually, I suggested someone else buy a mannequin hand that they could mount, it would hold the pistol.
That's a brilliant thing.
Right? And then it would hold the pistol, and then you work it out.
You get the mannequin hand.
Yeah.
That's a fucking sign of a genius right there. You get the mannequin hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's brilliant, man.
I mean, we didn't sell any. The hands that we sold were...
You have hands? You sold hands?
Yeah, no, but you don't know about that. Yeah, so
you sold hands.
So you can buy dildos that are hands.
Dildos are hands.
Yeah, so some of them come in a fist shape. Some of them come in a like where you put all your fingertips together, like make your hand.
That's
pointy.
A lot of fisting.
Some of them like
fisting
that.
Is a big
and
time
then
thing.
They also have, it's almost like a forearm,
like a big, like large thing.
Yeah, so, it is. Yeah. It is a large
fisting
thing.
Fisting is large.
Yeah, fisting is large. That's true.
Larger than charge.
Well, most
kind of shit,
people's hands tend to be fairly large.
Yeah, I mean, I have small hands.
Even so, when we're talking about penetration, that's quite a large object.
Will this go up your fucking butt?
With enough training. Yeah.
Let's get
with enough training, anything is possible.
Okay.
But you're going to have to start like this.
Do you have any lube?
No. Not like that. Not for that.
Not for this.
But no, I have but edible. General, you have I have edible.
Edible lube.
What is that? Yeah, I have edible peach flavored. Yeah, because they peach gave it away. Flavor. Yeah, a company came to do like
product demonstrations. So I can put peach flavor in my on my hand.
Yeah.
But and then you shove it up your ass.
You start like this.
And then I can lick my hand.
Well, you can lick my hand like peach. Without. You
I'm from Georgia. Without.
Yeah,
the peach I know that. State. I'm from yeah. the peach state. Yeah,
and I think it actually might be Georgia peach. I think
it's a Georgia. Flavor. The flavor I think is it Georgia might be peach. The specific I am from Georgia.
I know. So I think that might be the specific flavor. I like flavor, actually, Georgia peach, actually. It might be Georgia peach.
We can do a little peach. Me and you, Georgia peach.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll sort it out.
We may be able to sort it out. Let's do it right now.
You're holding your hand wrong, besides.
I'm holding my hand wrong.
You're holding your hand wrong. It's not, you don't do a fist at first.
You gotta do a fist
at
first.
That's what I was saying. No, you don't do a fist at first.
You don't
do
a fist.
That's what I'm saying. For training.
Okay, training, what? How was it?
You put your hand like this.
Okay. Fingers together.
Like that.
Fingers together.
Yeah, so that look, it's narrow.
And then I cram this up your ass.
You start this way, yeah.
I start cramming.
Well, you start with one finger, and then you go to two.
I start with one finger in your ass.
And then you go to three. And then you kind of go to four.
You go one to three?
Yeah.
What about two?
Well, yeah, you do
you
two.
You skip two.
No, I said two.
You
were talking.
I'm here too. Okay,
so,
sorry.
Yeah, no, it's a okay. one and then a okay, two.
So I'm going to put one finger
you
in your ass.
And then you do the thumb, and then you turn
then I'm a two finger, then I'm the thumb in your ass, and then we get the peach lube.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Fuck yeah. Where's the peach lube?
Well, I mean, really, we should probably start with the beach lube.
We should start with the beach. Okay. I thought we wanted to put
No.
We don't. We start with the beach lube.
Listen. When you're talking about anal sex, it's all about lube, lube, lube. That's the first rule is lube. Right.
First rule is lube.
First rule is lube.
You have to lube first. Mm-hmm. Lube first, questions
so
later.
So usually when
I hang out in gay bars and I try to hit on guys.
You just spit on it.
Yeah, usually I'm like... hey, how you doing? Let's talk lube first.
There you go. Let's talk about lube. So the deal is, right, the anal tissues themselves are very thin.
The anal tissues?
Yeah, right. Okay. The inside of the intestine and that, it's a very thin material. So also with the anus itself, you want to start out with a lot of lube.
The anus itself?
Yeah, the anus itself. Yeah, the rectum. You want to start with a lot of lube.
You don't want to wreck them.
No, wreck
you
them.
Don't wreck
damn near
rectum.
Killed him.
You don't
see, that's the one you should have dropped.
You don't want to wreck the rectum.
Right, yeah.
You want to like, ease it on in.
Well, there's this thing.
There's a thing.
There's a thing.
I want to see a thing right now.
Take off
your pants, buddy. I want to see the thing right now.
Called.
Take off the pants, buddy. I want to see the thing right now. There's a thing. What is the thing?
It's called a pink tulip.
A pink tulip.
Mm. Yeah. It's where
I don't know why that excites me, but I'm getting excited.
It's a cute term for anal prolapse.
Prolapse.
Uh huh.
You're getting mints on me. What are
yeah, no. So that's just a medical term.
I want you to prolapse my ass, baby.
You
can you prolapse my ass? I want you to prolapse my
ass.
Prolapse my ass, baby. Prolapse my ass.
Listen, before we prolapse, we're going to start with amateur lapse.
Amateur
lapse. See what I did? Anyway,
I want to go straight to prolapse.
I guess we're wrapping up with
we're
this.
We're wrapping
so,
up.
So
I'm going to wrap
prolapse.
Up your dick
no,
in a...
Yeah, so listen.
I'm going to wrap your dick in this condom.
Let me
condom
explain this,
body.
Jesus. Right, a prolapse is when the actual rectum, the portion that's inside the anus, actually comes out through the anus.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like it looks kind of like a tulip. Actually,
nice.
But yeah. There's a whole thing. There are
tulips.
I mean, I've seen people who can prolapse
I'll put tulips on your fucking cock right now.
Yeah,
baby.
See there you go. Okay, see that was a good
speaking
one.
Of tulips. Speaking of tulips.
Yeah,
about tulips on
Denmark's
your cock.
Very happy.
Denmark.
With that one.
Denmark.
Yeah, is it the tulips festival? Is it Denmark or is it?
Yeah,
Sweden, no,
Denmark.
Shit, I
well, who are the Dutch?
It's well, they're who
from, are the fucking
they're
Dutch?
From, they're from Denmark. But, Did,
the Dutch are from Denmark,
aren't they?
Are they from Sweden?
The Netherlands.
They're from Denmark.
Mm.
I'll fucking Denmark
no,
your
no,
ass.
Okay. Yeah, no,
I'm about to Denmark your ass, motherfucker.
The Swedish, they come from Sweden.
I'm about to Denmark your ass.
And the Finns come from Finland. So I'm pretty sure.
I just want
the Danish.
Yeah.
The Danish are
the
Dutch,
Danish.
Aren't they? And they come from Denmark.
The Danish is a pastry.
That is a type of pastry. That's true. That's true. You got them there. Is a pastry. Maybe you're a Mensa after all.
I'm a fucking, yeah. You don't know the Danish is a pastry?
I did know.
You didn't know the Danish is a pastry? You did not know the Danish is a pastry?
Of course I did. So anyway, we're going to take this last 45 seconds to say thank you very much for listening. We're wrapping up now. Because we're at the 1 hour mark.
Yeah, we're about to wrap up. Thank you very much.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, thank you very much for listening. Anybody who did, if you made it all the way through the show, God bless you.
If you made it all the way through the show, the fuck you. Because you're an idiot.
You're not going to tune in for the next one when you're talking to him like that.
I'm sorry.
Let us know if you made it all the way through.
I'm sorry.
If you made it all the way through, let us know. Maybe we'll send you a care package or something. That'd be fun, huh?
I'll put my cock through a glory hole for you.
Yeah. He'll rub something.
I'll rub a dub. I have like.
And it'll mail it to you.
What were you saying about my balls?
Hopefully we'll see you soon.
What were you saying about Japanese balls? Something about balls and Japanese and.